Wow, so I just panicked then and clicked the wrong button and then the other wrong button, but now we are on the radio. This is Mr. Skullhead, and I believe we've got Jack Loxley.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Excellent.
And okay. WinAmp can hear you, and I think we are good to go.
All right. I wonder if I sound any better than on the previous mic. I found a kind of a cool thing. It's like a headset, but it's a headset that's designed like the phone earpiece that I use all the time.
Oh.
That's like nice and comfortable. So it's like two little earbuds, one of which has a mic sticking out of it.
Huh. Sounds
so
good.
So I'm hoping the quality is decent enough to be able to use it for this, because it's a lot easier to lug around than giant cans.
Hmm. Why did you keep your old headset in a pair of giant cans?
Yeah.
You don't sound anything like you did last week, which is good.
Okay. I think that my wife and I had a little bit of shitty decision-making synchronicity when we both decided to buy those microphones.
Right.
So how's it going, Mr. Skullhead?
Life is good. I've got 116 stars on Mario Galaxy, which was my major accomplishment for the week, for last week. But other than that, still working on the house, still freezing my goddamn lights off, but that's about it. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. I had to have my wife beat a boss for me on Galaxy.
Mm.
I didn't have to, she just did. I would have beat it eventually. It was kind of one of those little brick wall difficulty curves.
Huh. You think
the,
so?
Yeah. The boat guy, where it's that frustrating thing where you have to ride the little space skateboard over to the boss fight.
Mm.
So it's like, it's a pain in the ass when you get killed to get there, and you have to pay just enough attention that you can't, like, automatize it, you know? And then you get there, and it's like, you hit the boss three times, and then he switches into impossible to hit, shooting impossible to avoid fireball mode.
Oh. I don't know, I would say those are possible to avoid fireballs. But that's where that second player really comes in handy, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we've been playing with one of Jess's friends coming over, and we kind of switch off being the wingman, and it made it so that there wasn't really any curve to it. Just things got gradually a little bit harder, but there was nothing that seemed impossible. Up until the levels I'm playing
now. Can you shoot the... Oh, you're just... Okay, never mind. I've begun to find things where it seems like if I did have a second player, it'd make it a little easier, like those floating mines that you can destroy with star bits. Like, those are...
Any place that has cannonballs and bullet bills and stuff flying through the air.
Oh, really? You can shoot those out of the air, too?
You can shoot the cannonballs down, and you can freeze the bullet bills.
Aha.
So, and I haven't played hardly any of it without somebody helping, and it is a lot harder without. So.
I don't know how far I am. That I think unlocked the fourth downstairs set of galaxies.
Hmm.
So yeah, I don't have any idea. I think I got 20 some stars.
That's okay.
But yeah, I keep going back to it.
I don't really have anything else to do besides Crimbo, so.
Yeah. That's nearing done.
Yep, I think people are going to be initially excited and then disappointed.
The people are going to be pleasantly disappointed.
Right.
Well. I don't even know what else to talk about now. I've been playing a little bit of Super Metroid on an emulator.
Hmm.
That's always fun.
I'm a bad nerd. I never got into Metroid.
Been rereading The Talisman. That's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Yeah. Went to the condo warming party on Friday.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting to see pictures of that place. To see what they've done to it, with it, near it. I still feel vaguely territorial whenever I see they've painted something in a new color or taken something out that we put in.
It's I didn't go upstairs, so I don't even know what's going on up there, but you know, they went from whatever color your living room was to kind of orange, kind of.
Yeah, which is okay, because our new living room is the color that the living room was, so it lives on in our in the smile of every child.
Somebody will have to move in there after you move out and paint it orange.
Mm-hmm.
So that pictures of you in your living room, with pictures of the next occupant in the living room would, you know, be some sort of, like, Q-bert game. Where every living room you jump to turns blue, and then every time you leave, something comes along and turns it orange.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm pleased with this this headset. It was an impulse buy at Fry's.
Your dulcet tones are coming in loud and clear. No Fry's electronics out here. I don't know what they have instead. And I fear that they don't have any kind of equivalent that most people get their computer stuff at either Best Buy or at a small independent shop.
It's looking like every CompUSA in Phoenix went out of business.
Yeah, the entire company is out of business now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And their website said that there was stuff in Tucson.
And they're liquidating all of their stores.
Huh. You know what else seems to have happened? All of the Krispy Kremes in Phoenix seem to have closed.
Huh. That's
you go to Krispy Kreme's official website, and they claim that the closest Krispy Kreme to here is in, like, L.A.
Hmm.
Or, like, Reno or something. It's weird. And we went to the former site of two Krispy Kremes, and there was no Krispy Kreme there.
Hmm.
I don't know what the fuck, man. Luckily, I don't like Krispy Kreme that much.
Yeah, I was going to say, that shouldn't be any great heartache for
and
you.
The wife periodically gets a craving that only Krispy Kreme can scratch.
I am just sad about the loss of CompUSA because I really like that joke. Can I get you something for free, Holmes? By which I mean CompUSA.
Yeah. That was very funny. Sorry, I keep clearing my throat. Yeah, my wife made a she made dinner and I ate right before I came up here and she has a much higher tolerance for spicy stuff than I do. She made this like coconut milk with on fire pepper, like black pepper. It wasn't like a capsaicin hot. It was just like it was this kind of curry paste stuff that she put in it, and it was really delicious. But it just kind of got me in the throat.
I'm still fighting the phlegm demons. The phlegmery. And yes.
Looking at the questions. Seeing what happens. Say, sorry I dropped the ball on the summer holiday thing. Luckily, it would have been incredibly disappointing if we had done it, so.
Yeah, didn't you say you might want to add a little something else to that?
It might be nice, too.
Yeah, I just couldn't think of anything initially. So.
I thought that it was the other one. I think I had it mixed up with Yule.
Hmm.
Or Labor Day or whatever. Let's see. Istanbul says, do you have stairs in your house?
Wow. All your base are belong to us, Istanbul. Wait, was he asking a serious question, or was he...
I don't know.
...doing the outdated reference game?
I'm trying to figure out where... I guess there's some questions coming in on the 7th. QOV says, I'm a sworn oxygenarian. You said I couldn't auto-sell my Tasty Tarts because that was a signal that they were important. How are they important if I can't use them and can't auto-sell them? I don't know. That, you know, if you're an oxygenarian, you're just going to have to get used to certain things not making any sense for you.
Right.
And he says, it seems unreasonable that an NPC asks me to bring something that is literally unobtainable. Why does Roderick unlock for hardcore players who do not have the pulverized skill? Well, I mean, because he's there for everybody, and most of the people for whom he is there can go to the mall and buy some wads. You know, again, in hardcore, certain things aren't going to make sense because, you know, we can't rewrite the game to make it unaware of your limitations, you know?
Yeah.
Harry Annie says, no curbludgeon.
I think we did okay with a curmudgel.
Yeah. That's a good picture to have, too, in case we ever want to make any other clubs with metal spikes on the end.
Mm-hmm.
Mushadi asks for eat, drink, multiple. No, still resistant to that. Well, I don't even know why anymore. Foggy suggests, as did some other people, adding, just making it so things that were meat pasteable, well, that only things that were meat pasteable showed up in the meat pasting list, thus kind of making it the same as every other crafting skill. But, I don't know.
I feel like we need to do something with that if we're going to keep putting in recipes that are only meat paste, because
I mean, we hardly ever do
3,000 items. Nope. And, like, just making the car, I think, at this point, if you're a new player and you're not looking for spoilers, would be kind of tricky. Although,
yeah,
you do have the
shopping list, which... Wow, you just cut out something fierce.
Huh.
That was
shouldn't
weird.
Be happening at all.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was because I was talking at the same time as you. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, some of the more obscure meat pasting recipes, I've just started kind of, you know, deprecating them, like the charm bracelet and stuff, you know, and a lot of stuff became jewelry crafting once jewelry crafting existed. And I mean, I like meat pasting as a concept, you know. I don't know that, you know, it would be a bad thing to have only stuff that existed in meat pasting recipes show up, but I mean, you know, we have that whole mechanic there as an opportunity to hide stuff, we just never do it, you know?
Yeah. If it seems like as long as we put in recipes that make some kind of sense, then we don't have to worry about that too much.
Yeah. Another fan says, love the Dirk Gently books and thought Mostly Harmless was cool, though I don't feel I can read the second one again to understand it. This is unlike the first one, which I read thrice. The second one of what?
The second Dirk Gently, was that Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, I didn't think that was anywhere near as good as the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I just kind of imagined them as being one story.
Hmm.
When I reread them as an adult, I read them in a single volume.
Hmm. I think that might make a difference.
I mean,
Mostly Harmless was
horrible. Did it wrap up the like Bach thing and the Coleridge thing? Was that one per book?
All I remember about Tea Time of the Soul was it had a lot of gods in it and stuff. And it didn't strike me as being as clever as the first one. I haven't read it in a long time.
Spleen Master says, could you make the cursed chests and keys zappable, please? I don't know.
You should make them zappable into dry noodles or something.
Yeah.
People would love you for
but
that.
Dry noodles not zappable into them.
Yep.
The Move says, I don't want to sound like Spiro Agnew here, but you said on the last show that the best way to think a game is shit is to look at that game's official forums. My advice would be to take the forums with a grain of salt. There is a vocal minority that is not necessarily the average. From my in-game experience, you probably already know this. I'm just telling you that I got your back, meaning that I love the game. Thank you. Well, thank you, The Moves.
Thank you.
Now, we know that.
Yeah, I take the forums with many, many grains of salt on the rim of a margarita. So, it doesn't really get to me as much as people would think to see the way that I post.
Well, you know, you're getting better about that.
I've been agreeing with one of the people who I disagree with on a regular basis. It's kind of freaky.
Right. Wow. Are you gonna change your tune on gender?
Nope. That is something on which we will never agree.
Let's see. Spectral Anima says, in response to or in reference to your shouting into your DS for Phoenix Stride and other games that use that feature, a quick cheat is to rub your finger rapidly over the microphone hole. The scraping sound is barely audible to you, but the DS picks it up loud and clear. That's barring, of course, that you need to say something specific. Like, blue. 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 Blue.
What game is that?
Well, it's Brain Age. The first test that it takes to give you, like, a baseline to gauge your performance against has you do this thing where you're supposed to look at, like, words. They're basically the names of colors, but they're printed in a different color.
Oh, yeah, right.
And the test is to say the color that the ink is, basically. But it has a horrible time recognizing the word blue, so your score just tanks because of that. Because you have to say blue very slowly and clearly. Brew will trick it sometimes. Ceiling Mariachi says, dear guys, would it be possible to create something in the account settings to filter out chat effects like Gothy and such? It would not, actually, because those effects basically get applied when the chat is submitted. So as far as the database is concerned, they said hick and, you know, darkness and loneliness and despair and all that stuff. So no, that's not really technically feasible the way every chat effect works now. Plus, why would you want to filter those out?
They're hilarious. I mean, I suppose you could make the Wang work on more than just a sword. But I don't know. The only one that ever bothered me was the sword, and having the Wang work on it is perfect. But it was funny when it was new.
Yeah, well, it's still funny. Let's see. Enemy Lasagna says, will you ever put a point system in place where doing side quests and other non-essential things in the game gives you a point, which can be seen in the Ascension record? That's kind of an interesting idea.
Hmm.
You know, it would give people something else to compete on, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if it would be worth it to put in that player score that's been on the forums, where you take the number of familiars and the number of subquests, blah, 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 and throw them all in.
I don't know. I mean, the number of familiars and stuff, that tracking that is just kind of like, you know, tracking how old are you, the collector's score kind of thing, but I don't know. I mean, it might be interesting to have some record of how far out of your way you went on an Ascension. Sild says, would it be possible to have two trophies whose graphics connected? It'd make an interesting trophy if you could only get half of it at a time. Huh.
How do you know we haven't done that already? But we haven't done that already. So that would be kind of groovy.
Another fan says, in response to the October 9th show in 2006...
Wow.
Wayside Stories do rock. Didn't know the guy who wrote Holes wrote those books. That's weird. I was just talking to Hot Stuff about Holes yesterday.
You're always talking to Hot Stuff about Holes.
Yeah, you know. And we're always listening to Hole.
Mm-hmm.
And drinking Hole milk.
Oh. God, you just had me picture someone breastfeeding off of Courtney Love. Thank you for that.
It's sort of leathery blue teat.
Right.
Ugh. She was kind of attractive in The People versus Larry Flint, but
that was a while ago.
That's as far as that goes. But don't kid yourself, they aren't young adult books. They are children's books. Also, being 16, I read Calvin and Hobbes from I was 8.
Hmm.
Oh, and there was something I wanted to say about recent shows, but, hey, forgot. Oh, well, thanks for that.
In a couple of years, another fan will write us and say, in response to the December 10th show, Yeah, the sideways stories from Wayside School are awesome. I don't know if they're children's books. I kind of think they're for whatever age A Wrinkle in Time is for. Is that a child or a young adult? Do I care?
Mm.
I don't know. They're good.
I never read them, I don't think. I remember once reading a short story about a kid at school who started shrinking. And the principal, he got taken to the principal's office for shrinking, and the principal read the slip wrong and was giving him a lecture about shirking.
That sounds like the kind of thing that would show up in Wayside School. I gotta quit talking like that. I'm talking like an anime character. There's just ellipses between every four words. Enemy Lasagna says, will we ever get to wear a lampshade on our head? Sure, just not in game. But feel free.
Yeah, you can wear a lampshade while you're playing. No Tech says, since there's only one way to make the bracelets now, would it break something to have all the charm-dropping pirates rarely just drop the whole bracelet as well? No, it just wouldn't be... I mean, I kind of like the idea of that, the important element of that dropping in only the one zone. And Bobula says, when I'm through with ye, you'll be crying like a little girl. I'm not really comfortable being compared to your girlfriend that way. Should work as a retort for that. Or maybe the pirates are too crude for that to work on.
Yeah, it took me a long time to beat that challenge because I kept trying responses that seemed reasonable but weren't the ones that had been given to me.
Oh, yeah? I didn't envy Riff the task of writing those. Deadhead says, the exotic parrot should be a substitute for the stuffed parrot for the pirate outfit. And in the pirate revamp, when you're told to go spy on the pirate's hideout, you are you're beaten up for not being a frat boy if you're wearing frat warrior fatigues. Bug or feature? It happens prior to the start of the war, so they don't recognize the fatigues.
That's where you get the weird time warp effect of ascending or mauling from people who have ascended.
Spleen Master says, mix Icy Vapo Hotness and Halo looks like a dildo. Just saying. But it's only as big around as your nostril. So no, it doesn't look like a dildo.
It doesn't look like a good dildo. Apparently. Well, I mean, that would be appropriate. But there's really only one way those things can look. It's the little, chapstick-sized thing with the end that goes up your nose. You know, my mom used one of those damn near constantly when I was growing up, and she would give it to us when we had stuffed up noses, and I finally picked one up and read it, and it says, like, don't use this product for more than 3 days. This product contains actual medicine. Please don't fuck around with it. Kind of made me wonder what the hell my mom was thinking.
I mean, it's just like camphor or whatever. You know, I don't know that it really hurts you to use it all the time.
Well, the one that she was using had another something in it. It wasn't just camphor or menthol. Eucalyptus. Whatever.
Eucalyptus. Bobby Nopan says, huzzah for Simpsons reference in the Crimbo plot. Who wrote the plot? Scully wrote the plot. What was the Simpsons reference?
Just for now, we play the waiting game. Now the waiting game sucks.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow, Venrath. Too long, didn't read. Istanbul says, please, I'm begging, on my knees. Now that fighting actual pirates is more important than ever, please, please take the stupid stack in Adventures Out of the Pirate's Cove. Star important. Oh, hey, I see, because he misspelled. He typoed important the first time. Turn up your non-combat. I mean your combat. Turn down your non-combat. Turn up your plus combat.
You need more lack of non-combat.
Glebe says, when fighting the booty crab, the words all critical hits should be replaced with massive damage. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Low-tech says, way to friggin' go on the Virgin Booty adventure, guys, and here I was, lamenting that I never got to play with the observatory.
We aim to please.
Watts Apple person says that apparently the Crimbo ukulele is missing hit messages. Also, the pirate revamp is awesome. Well, thanks, Watts Apple person. Isimbul says, it took me 120 adventures of insult farming to find the fuckle. Please, I beg of you, change the logic with Ricketts so that he doesn't always avoid using insults you can handle. I mean, it... The thing is, whereas I understand that there is some opportunity for RNG screwage there, it is not going to take you that long to get, like, 5 or 6 insults, and then you can just keep trying. At some point, you are just not, you know... It's not going to make sense to keep using it on pirates to get the 7th or the 8th insult out of them. So you can just keep trying the beer pong until he throws ones that you know the answer to. And, you know, so it's like you can sort of let one section of randomness make up for a screw on another section of randomness. That's just, I really don't think that it's that big of a deal. The insult book is weighted to pick insults that you don't already know. And with that, you know, based on, you know, we ran a lot of simulations, and it's, you know, there is going to be the occasional crazy outlier, but there are definitely worse places in the game for that than this. So that's a good...
Has it always been weighted to give you ones you haven't heard before?
Yeah.
Huh. Doesn't seem like it.
Low-tech, though, insists that it doesn't actually work that way, that he has in fact seen the opposite, which, I mean, I don't know. As far as I know, it's working. I feel like that's the kind of thing that would have come up in testing if it just hadn't been doing what I said it was doing. Enemy Lasagna says, is it safe to ascend anytime soon, or should we hold off for the new content? You could probably ascend now if you wanted to. I mean, I don't think that, you know, if you could handle Crimbo at, like, level 5, I think. Couldn't you? I mean, I don't know what it was like last year, but, I mean, there's scaling monsters, you know. It's not like... There's nothing coming up in the next couple of weeks that you're going to have to, like, have the hole in the sky open to unlock or anything like that.
Right. As I rush off to rewrite the end of the Crimbo content that originally had you going to the hole in the sky.
Bioshbach says, you might want to fix the tiny plastic Uncle Crimbo. His description still says he has no siblings.
He doesn't. Father Crimbo's dead.
Retconned.
It doesn't say he never had any siblings.
The Tortellini suggests, and so did everybody after I posted that system or that announcement today. Could we look at the new moon with our current telescopes? Isn't that their purpose, to look at things in the sky?
Perhaps.
The controls on those telescopes are really shitty.
They only work... kind of in the atmosphere. Maybe the kingdom.
You can look at stars, but like you just can't. You know, you can't see the other moons. Why would you be able to see this one?
Yeah, it's over in an area of sky that you can't quite see with your telescope. That was, by the way, my one experience with a real telescope that wasn't just a, you know, basically a spyglass that had a mirror reflector and everything. And I couldn't find the moon with it. The full fucking moon. One of my other, you know, I think my Boy Scout troop leader had to come over and point me at the moon and then point me at Halley's Comet.
Huh. Yeah, I took an astronomy class at ASU, and it was pretty interesting. There were telescopes on the roof of the astronomy building that were able to see, like, Jupiter and Saturn and Mars. It was pretty interesting to actually, like, be able to see Jupiter, like, you know, like the disk of Jupiter. Actually able to see the rings on Saturn. It was really impressive. Because, you know, you think of that as something that's out there, but when you actually look at it, it's like, whoa, man.
That's like cosmic, dude.
Tomato Bob says, using any sort of bow against the wacky pirate should give a special message. Oh, because he's got that fake arrow through the head. We also didn't have him drop that wacky arrow through the head hat.
I think we should reserve that for the grimoire anyway.
Probably true. Exy-Idle says, are good fellow contracts combat items which activate the familiar, or combat items that only work if you have the familiar? In other words, how do they mesh with the Vivala Mask? I believe that their damage is doubled by the Vivala Mask. Enemy Lasagna says, can you give the display case a top-up feature that allows us to click a button and then automatically all the things from our inventory that are in a display case will move to the display case? And there should be some tick boxes so that you can exclude certain items. I mean, I guess I could see letting you turn that feature on and just being able to click on it for a specific item. I wish that I had made it so you couldn't take stuff out of the display case. That's what I would do if I had that to do over again.
Make it so you couldn't take anything out of the display case?
Yeah, make the collection actually mean something, you know? That you've given it up to put it on display.
If you accidentally put it on display, how would you?
No, don't do that. I mean, what if you accidentally auto-sell something that you want to keep? What if you accidentally sell something in the mall? What if you accidentally send something to, you know, me?
What if you accidentally trip? What if you accidentally get robbed? What if you accidentally get a bust knee? I don't know, it sounded like you were making threats.
Oh, I see.
Maybe a trip and fall. Maybe you bust your head open. Enemy Lasagna says, and I did want to address this, will the up-and-coming dodecahedron-related event be as big as the last Crimbos, as big as the Great Plague, or somewhere in the middle? Will you ever make one of the moons come crashing down into us so you can make us all panic like the people of Termina? I was getting a little nervous looking at the Crimbo speculation thread, because there are good ideas that people are putting forth in there that would be awfully neat if we had three times as long to prepare it. Like, it's really easy to say, oh, this should be a Great Plague type event where people are assimilating each other, and maybe that can even lead to different kinds of combat, and on and on. Like, it's really easy to come up with those ideas. It's pretty complicated to put it together. I have a feeling that when people see what all's available, they're going to feel like it isn't much, even though it took hours and hours of work on the part of everyone involved. So, it's slightly, I don't know, would you say it's about the same size as last year?
I don't know. I mean, because last year there was,
maybe smaller but more interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, okay, so I mean, basically last year was like three times the size of the previous year, right?
Right.
And so it's I'd say it's somewhere in between 05 and 06 in terms of actual amount of content, you know? But it's not, it is more interesting than just like two-thirds of 06. You know, it's not just like the same thing with three different flavors.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of it, like my part of it that is remaining, I've got some ideas that are, I think, going to be kind of interesting to people. You know, there is, in the stuff that is not done, there is still significant content opportunities. So, you know, I mean, the stuff that is already done is somewhere between last year and the year before, and the stuff that is has yet to go in is of some arbitrary level of complexity that we haven't decided yet.
Right.
But, you know, There's plenty of stuff.
Yeah, I just get a little nervous because I think, ooh, that is a really great idea, and there's no way we could pull that off in 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't read the speculation threads. That's how I avoid that. You know, I might go read it afterwards, but I probably won't remember to go read it afterwards.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I haven't actually been reading any of the so what's wrong with the food and that kind of thing. The threads that come up when there's a... I've been so pleased with gameplay discussion lately, though.
No kidding?
Yeah, I've been enjoying reading the forums again.
I've noticed that it's been, like, the item of the month thread was one that I could finally read and not cringe, and it wasn't because everybody liked it. It was because even the people who didn't like it were expressing that dislike in productive ways.
Yeah, like the level of discourse was a little calmer.
Yeah.
Someone else says, the documentation is one of the most difficult to navigate things on the site. Any plans on fixing this? I don't know. Is it really that bad?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's not a particularly... I could see like having like a site map might help. But I mean, it's kind of designed to be all hypertextual, you know?
It is true that when you... open the documentation, it doesn't seem to have a lot in it.
Right.
And I was thinking recently that scam guide should go somewhere else. Because you have the main screen, the chat pane, and then this is how people are going to try to rip you off.
Huh.
So, and looking at the front page, you'd think there wasn't much to it. And, of course, there are still pages that you can't navigate to, like the holiday explanations and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the main screen ought to actually be replaced with a kind of a sitemap that just links to more stuff, you know. Palladium says, why is the door to your clan hall a link to the main map page? I don't know. What you type in?
Nothing. And nothing. Certainly not any porn.
You're typing porn?
Yep.
You're just writing some more Harry Potter / fiction?
Oh, yeah. The older that Hermione gets, the creepier I'm not.
Oh, boy. Di Vernon says, if you use creepy grin while also wearing the navel ring runaway message is appended directly onto the end of the creepy grin message. Ah, okay. I should probably fix that. I probably can fix that right friggin' now. There's been surprisingly little response to the, Thrust Smack and Lunging Thrust Smack change that went in today. It was there was very little fanfare. It was just a trivial update. But I was kind of expecting people to be talking about that. Could be that people don't understand what happened exactly. But let's see, grin. I don't know where this is. Huh.
Skulp says, I just realized the fight text never says what happens to your opponent when you win, just you win the fight. How about some random sayings thrown in there? I think it's more than sufficient to say that you win the fight. Some of the familiar items talk about stealing from and or cutting apart the monster. But
that's true.
I have no desire to come up with, like, four different messages for the end of each monster battle.
Oh, come on.
When there are things like that that are tedious and take a long time, but I think are rewarding, overall, I don't mind doing them. But that one, I think people can use their imagination. When under the cyborger effect, some of the eek arg ow text should be replaced with do not want. Yeah, that in. I think it already says help, which I kind of enjoy.
Yeah, it does.
The one that somebody posted that I thought, damn, I wish we had thought of that was when
the
it's
one food drops.
I made you a blank, but I
eat. Yeah. No, I think I'm gonna do that.
Cool.
I just keep forgetting.
Are we still kicking around doing the familiar equipment that's plus five and constant cyborger?
Yeah. I think that's probably the thing to do. I'll look at that. Maybe tomorrow. I'm gonna have to be drawing a whole bunch of new items tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I need to finish spindling the other three. Yeah.
Oh, was that not a complete set yet?
Everything, the parts are all in, but the,
okay.
What the parts are made or not.
I see. You know, this is weird. I think that if you use the, I think that if you do something that forces you to run away, it is actually triggering the Amphiloskepsis counter, which it really should not. This is going to be a slightly more complicated fix than I thought, so I'm not going to do it right now. Thank you, Dive Vernon. Oh, yes, sir. Is that true what Emoth is saying about Foxel is supposed to be FOC SLE? I don't think that's how it's written.
I don't think so.
It's FOC SLE is how it seems to be written.
I mean, there is a T missing at the end there, but...
Yeah, but I mean, it's a little silly.
Maybe we should just say it's usually referred to as the F'O'C'S'L'E'.
Yeah.
M-O-U-S-E.
Gottler says, how about a favorite food / booze for your current ascension? No, because that would like double the size of the consumption table, and that's already a huge table. Hoshi Nokabi says, could they use an equip buttons for the Jolly Roger Charm Bracelet and Friends be switched around? Huh. I don't know. How does that compare to other stuff that has both equip and use?
How much stuff has both equip and use?
Not a whole lot of stuff. That hat that you can dance around, what was that called?
Garish sombrero? An irate sombrero?
No, it was something from the Sneaky Pete's Day stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and I would swear that I got one. I'm now looking through my gigantic inventory. See if I can find something you can equip and use.
You could go to the equipment page and just do a forward search for use in brackets.
It's not making sense.
Tortuga Del Fuego says, I was reading Eldest, and I thought they had a good idea. How about an item that you can pour some of your MP into when you have extra? Then when you need it, you can tap that item. Or tap that item. Maybe it could be an ass.
I have no equipment that can also be used.
Oh. What do you think? What if we had an item called Dad Ass, and it had a tap link?
That would be great.
Come on.
I think the Ankh of Badonkid is as far as we want to go with that, because I supported you on that.
What? Oh, yeah, it was my wife that threatened to divorce me over that, not you.
Please don't confuse me with your wife, especially since I'm going to be in your house very, very soon.
What?
I don't want you having sex with me in the middle of the night.
Okay. If you say so. I don't know what we're going to do for fun.
You have a Wii. I mean,
yeah.
That's how my marriage is gone ever since I got it.
How are we doing on questions? I guess we still got a ton.
Yeah, pretty princess.
Pretty princess.
Gleeves points out that charm bracelets don't have a strike through if you can't equip them.
Really? That doesn't seem like something that would happen. Like, those get their links from the normal equip code. I don't know, man. Dr. Risen says, who killed the ghost of the English language and how do I avenge his death? Well, nobody killed the ghost. Oh, and it's outrageous sombrero, says Hogulus. And when I look at my outrageous sombrero, it is... No, the used link is before the equip, and it's also, the link is called Olay.
Right.
Wow, there's a lot of stuff in this game. I totally forgot about all that. iClub U was talking about the IE tab add-on.
Jeez. Is there a script that will make Internet Explorer emulate Firefox? Which I could then run in the Internet Explorer tab and just keep doing that over and over and over again?
You'd probably eventually run out of money. I mean, memory. Well, if you kept buying memory to use for that little experiment, you'd eventually run out of money, too.
Right.
Huh. Lagomorpho says, I sent in a question a few weeks ago about tabbing between fields on the combined items page. For some reason, I couldn't tab between the first and second select menu. I put up with this for a while until tonight I found out that it's a setting in OS X that is something like ignore all fields except text input when tabbing. I can only assume that my cat, who recently took a liking to laying across my keyboard, just happened to hit the keyboard command that changes it. For your information, it's function plus control plus F7. Well, if I'm ever laying on somebody's Mac keyboard, I'll be sure and not hit that combination of keys.
What about if you're ever lying on somebody's Mac keyboard? On Ketchy's Mac keyboard.
If I was ever, you know, like, this man's keyboard has 4,000 keys on it. I'm lying on the Mac keyboard. You see, because it doesn't actually have 4,000 keys. I'm telling a falsehood.
What if it did have 4,000 keys, though?
Well, then I would be laying on it. It'd be big.
What would you lay on it?
Me down.
Gotcha.
Same thing that Sublime would caress. King Pickle says, hey, Jick, the Black Widow's she wraps you in a spider web, the immobility kind of freaks you out attack does sleaze damage instead of the spooky damage I expected. Bug? I don't know. Did you write that as sleaze because it was all bondage?
I don't know that I wrote that at all.
Oh. Well, fine.
I mean, usually things that freak you out are not spooky. They're more sleazy. Like, I don't know.
I think things that skeeve you out tend to be sleaze, definitely.
Estembel asks, is there any chance the help for the chat pane is going to get an overhaul anytime soon? It's not really very informative or accurate, isn't it?
How do you figure?
I don't figure that the... Estembel. I feel like it hasn't changed much since the last big update, which wasn't that... maybe a year ago. Chat command.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty informative about chat commands. I mean, like...
Emote / who is friend ignore. Delete help. Updates.
Okay. It tells you how to send Extreme Joe a message about how great private messaging is.
Yeah. This is what I... Yeah, I understand now why people are saying the documentation is hard to navigate.
I'm not finding this hard to navigate.
Well, like, I go into chat macros and I check it out, and then I have to hit back.
No, there's a link that's chat commands in the first sentence that goes back to the previous page.
Yeah, but there's no, like, navigation menu.
What? I mean, if there was a chat commands link in the documentation home, it would kind of be navigable.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. No, I mean, like, when you go to... then I don't know. Like, the kind of navigation that I put in the scam section or in the Crimbo plot. It'd be nice to have that for everything.
Various known scams. Oh, back to scams. I gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I guess places that only have one place that you can get. I mean, the idea that I had was that just any time something mentioned hit points, it would go to the hit points page, you know?
Yeah.
And this, I guess, you know, I don't... Do you suppose a modern game needs documentation about what hit points are? I mean, do you reckon that anyone who plays KOL doesn't know what hit points are already?
I don't know. If this is the only game that they play and they're older than... older than the 8-bit Nintendo, maybe. And never got into Dungeons & Dragons. It's possible. There may be two or three.
That... why does this keep trying to... Every time I go back to the tab that I've got dev open on... It tries to open another pop-up window. Wow, that is super frustrating. There must be something weird about the code that pops up that window in the chat. A. Amith says, the pirate update is pure gold. Double, double, plus good. And Squeeze says, the five-year anniversaries of some of the oldest players are coming up pretty soon. Are you excited about giving the first legitimate five-year anniversary gift? I'm not excited about having to come up with, like, 6 through 10.
You ain't got nothing to worry about, Jack. I'm on the motherfucker.
We just watched that part of Pulp Fiction the other night.
I feel like we ought to do something that's not a press release, but is similar to one for the 5th anniversary. Just, like, send something to all of the sites who've reviewed us to say... thanks for the boost. KOL just turned 5. We've continually added new content for 5 years. Isn't that awesome? In the hopes that... Because right now, I think a lot of people, when they hear Kingdom of Love, they go, oh yeah, I played that 3 years ago. Haven't they done a new game yet? And we have. It's just called Kingdom of Loathing.
So. Yeah, you know, I was excited. On one of the blogs I read, they posted a link to us just saying that... I feel like I get the sense that there are a lot of people who quit playing but come back every couple of months to see what we've done, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, I was pleased to see that link that was just like, oh, by the way, there's holiday stuff going on and a bunch of new content. And plus it's neat to see us just randomly show up on something that I read.
Right.
But I don't know, if you want to send a press release, you can.
Sure. I think I might. And I don't think it would be the kind of advertising that we don't want to do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there is a such thing as non-shameless self-promotion.
Right.
You know, it's very shameful self-promotion.
I think that some of the people I would send that to would genuinely be interested in hearing it, and others of the people wouldn't mind.
What kind of self-promotion would be shameful? Like spelling the name of the site in urine in public?
Right.
Maybe, or...
killing someone and inscribing the URL on their flesh.
My wife suggests having a stripper take off her top and have the site name written across her breasts.
Yeah, anything that Golden Palace did, streaking through like a golf tournament...
tattooing the backs of boxers.
Yeah. That kind of stuff. We just don't want to go there.
And Naked Juice says, will the content in the CSB at all limited time only, or will we get to keep exploring it? There are a number of things that I'm sure that you've already seen that only the first person to find it gets it, but the Cs themselves are not going anywhere. The chests and stuff, that is a fixture of the game. Mm-hmm. The stat islands out in the oceans are also a fixture. And there is a significant amount of stuff yet to unfold in that, too, which will also be permanent fixturishness. You want to take a break, Mr. Skullhead?
Why, sure. Sure, we'll be back in about 10 or 12, folks.
Okay.
I'm not. This is a journey into sound. Pump up the volume. Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hand. So I dig into my pocket all my money spent. So I should leave up, still coming up lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money. I used to be a stick up kid. So I pay for all the devious things I did.
Well, where's when the chips with the kids? Not the minimum life, I know.
Volume, pump up the volume. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I strive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out places, man, do I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of this, which is my favorite dish. But without the money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. Soon I test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid to see.
Alright, I think we've heard enough of that mashup that we can come back. And I don't know if Jick is back yet.
I'm back.
Alright. I made the mistake of I downloaded a bunch of mashups and I put them in the list without vetting them to see if they were any good. And judging by the couple I heard, they kind of weren't.
I just don't think that there are that many good mashups possible. I haven't liked most of the ones that you've played over the last few weeks.
Every time I think that, I always get a couple that surprise me. But I tend to like the ones that are five or six songs all mashed together, like the one that does Tears in Heaven and Blues Traveler's Hook and that kind of thing. I think there's an infinite possibility for rap songs with different songs underneath them, and those tend to turn out pretty satisfyingly.
Yeah, if not exactly interesting.
Let's see. There was one that Fred Levi points out that Pokemon Snap comes out on the Virtual Console today. In other news, I'll be rushing to my Wii to download me some Pokemon Snap.
What's Pokemon Snap?
I don't know. They lost me at Pokemon.
Oh, is that the Nintendo 64 one where you're supposed to take pictures of everything?
I think so. And I don't know where Fred Levi gets his information, because every time I go to Wii.Nintendo.com, they always have... they haven't updated that in, like, weeks. They're always a week behind.
I get an email with Virtual Console. I don't know how that happened exactly. I don't remember signing up for that.
Yeah, they're still saying Super Mario 3 was just released, and I downloaded that at least a week ago.
I still have not even set up an account.
I haven't played much of the stuff that I downloaded. Mario Kart 64 would be awesome, except the controls are mapped all stupid for the GameCube controller, and you can't change them, and I'll be goddamned if I'm going to buy a classic controller when I have four GameCube controllers that have all the same buttons on them.
Huh. That's weird.
Yeah, it's obnoxious. Like, the... to turn... make the hard turn right, you hold down the right shoulder button. To make the hard turn left, you hold down the Z button instead of the left shoulder button.
Huh.
And the Z button is on the right.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, so after that, I've been kind of afraid to download any more N64 stuff. We did the Zelda for the Super Nintendo. And played through that with Jess, and that was satisfying.
I just, would always rather play that in an emulator, I think. I haven't played through the Zelda I haven't played through A Link to the Past in a few years, and I should. Because that is just a good fucking game.
Yeah. It's the last of them that I actually was able to play. Now, Quove says, the Mermaid Dawn combat on the Fuckle is superb. I now have the courage to eat a dozen peaches. And I'm not just blowing my own horn. I wanted to thank you and congratulate you for making the Proof Rock picture.
I was a little worried that people were going to think that was stupid, but...
I thought it was awesome, because I said, why does it say Proof on the rock? Oh, that's cool.
Terrible says, can we please get a Pixel Familiar, preferably a Zelda-esque fairy? No, it's going to be the Mini Koopa. We saw the weirdest fucking thing the other day. My wife and I were driving home from, like, Taco Bell or something, maybe the grocery store or something. We were behind a Mini Cooper, a red Mini Cooper, and the license plate said, Clowns? And we were like, okay, so that's funny. It's like a tiny car that says Clowns on the license plate. And we're like, oh, we should see what the person driving that car looks like. We pulled up next to the car, and Santa Claus was driving the car. Like, what the fuck is going on this road today? Like,
is it like a Santa Claus with clown makeup on, or
just Santa Claus? Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh man, I should get a Mini Cooper and get the license plate Juggalo, and then dress as the Easter Bunny and drive it around.
Then you'd have to pick something else, like mime. That's your license plate. That'd be beautiful.
Terrible also says, please bring back our happy, happy, fun time Tuesdays. Tuesdays were such a joyful time for the players. Why did the sorceress have to slay the Tuesday updates when she leveled up? But, you know, you've been, since the removal of Tuesday updates, you guys have had a period of time where you got significantly less content than you would have if there'd been Tuesday updates, and then a subsequent period of time where you're getting considerably more. So, give us the next couple of months to demonstrate that we are definitely capable of putting a lot of content in without having those Tuesday deadlines, and then evaluate whether you think we still need them.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Kingdom of Loathing, as we were, I just saw on the forums that we're mentioned in the Internet for Dummies book.
Really?
Yeah, on page 323 we get, after like a page of RuneScape. RuneScape isn't the only free online RPG. Many others are on the web, including Adventure Quest, Tactics Arena Online, and the text adventure Kingdom of Loathing. And then after that it goes into World of Warcraft stuff. But, you know, I end up being sandwiched between RuneScape and World of Warcraft. That's good company in which to be.
Yeah.
We're also, that
inspired me.
Like
being sandwiched between your mom and Daisy Fuentes.
Hmm.
And I don't know which of those two is RuneScape.
I looked at the Google book search, and we're also in the Internet : The Missing Manual. And in something about Get Rich Playing Games, where they say, you know, free browser-based games like Kingdom of Loathing can also get you mad stacks of cash if you're the guy who made them. Which, I think it's kind of interesting that, at least in some circles, people can mention us without having to explain what it is.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, you... Clearly, anybody who knows about World of Warcraft is going to know about Kingdom of Loathing. That's kind of cool.
Wow. There was just a brilliant flash of lightning followed by a rolling thunder.
Hmm.
As though it were chasing the wind.
Huh. Is gravity still working?
Yeah.
So there are forces pulling from the center of the Earth?
Yeah. It stopped for a while, so you could say that they're pulling from the center of the Earth again.
Hmm. You know, I can feel that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lord Poopy Pants says, if you were to put any music in Soul Raver, you would have to put this Nazi dance music that I found on LimeWire by some dude named DJ Adolf.
Hmm.
I don't think I'd want to put music in Soul Raver.
I wonder if Compressor has ever danced to DJ Adolf.
I don't know.
I was just waiting for you to say Compressor does not dance.
That's I see. Compressor does not goose step. Lick Al Corrair says, the pirate fledges have no requirement to equip. Bug or feature? That's probably a bug, actually. Let me requirement those up. What are the other stuff? What the stuff on the Fuxel? What's one of the charm bracelets from the Fuxel? From the Fuckle?
It's the Hey Penny Charm.
No, that's from the Poop Deck.
I don't know, I don't play this game.
Although, that's good, though, because... That'll be equivalent to the... So the Copper Hey Penny Charm Bracelet has 80 Mysticality equipped, so... So let's call the... Same deal. No, what the hell? What was that all about? Okay. Yep. All right, they have an equipment now. They have an equipment requirement now. They require an equipment. They require a stat. Stat requirement. Equipment. Equipment.
Yar.
Fury Prime says,
I do have to kind of side with the people who want the fledges to take the place of the outfit once you get them.
Fine.
You ain't gotta do it. That's why you're Jake and I'm not.
Let's see. So do you want the fledges to give you the to give you the avatar too, because that makes it super complicated. It's already pretty complicated, but
no, I just agree that for the purposes of the quest,
like letting it for access to the zone, having the fledges is enough.
Yeah,
I'm just, you know, my main worry on that is inch mile syndrome, you know.
Hmm. Well, and I just think if somebody says, "Well, what about this other thing?" we can just say no.
Yeah, that's
in
true.
A way that if we made the pirateosity like the clownosity, then we would be stuck having to do that for every zone.
Yeah, that's true. Garrick says, please don't argue in front of the children. They're afraid. Yeah. Mommy and Daddy are having problems. I think that was from some system message exchange. let's see. Fury Prime says, why does Soul Reaver have to be set at a specific year in the 70s and the 90s? Not having a specific date makes the game easier to create, as you don't have to justify continuity. I guess. I mean,
justifying continuity is one of the easiest things in the world to do.
Well, I mean, I could see how, you know, like, okay, so let's put in a Stevie Wonder concert. But wait, Stevie Wonder wasn't playing concerts when this happened, you know. Whereas, if any event in the 70s could just happen at any point in the 70s, and same thing with the 90s.
Well, there's always the argument that it's set in a parallel universe that's very similar to our own.
That's true.
I didn't say that good justification of continuity was easy.
Right. Giga Shadow 555 say, hey, Mr. Skullhead, I'm thinking of getting into the Discworld series. What book or books should I read first?
I always recommend Reaper Man, because that was one of my very favorites. And if not that, Small Gods. And that will send you down the garden path. There's, for those interested in Terry Pratchett, there's a site called elfspace.org, and on that site there is a flowchart that shows all the books and how they're related, so it gives you several starting points that aren't just the first book. So, for those of you who are cool enough to read Terry Pratchett, or bad enough dudes to read Terry Pratchett, that's a good place to start.
My wife got me a fruitcake as a joke, but I'm going to eat it as not a joke.
Ironic fruitcake purchase leads to unironic fruitcake consumption.
Mm-hmm. Is that from that porn masturbation thing?
Yeah. Ironic porn purchase leads to unironic orgasm. Which is not as funny as near-death experience followed by right-on-the-money death experience.
In the same way that The Onion in the past is not as funny, or rather The Onion now is not as funny as The Onion in the past.
Yeah. Although I've noticed the print version is still as funny.
Really?
Yeah, because here they actually have the print version available to just pick up. And without having to navigate their site, it just makes it a lot better.
I would subscribe. It's just that it would get lost under the fucking piles and piles and piles of junk mail. I went and got the mail yesterday for the first time in like 2 weeks. And discovered another awesome feature of the mailbox here, which is that when it rains, the mailbox just fills up with water.
Hmm.
It's kind of poorly designed in that way. Wow, those cookies are good. She also brought me some cookies. FFL 2 and 3 Rock says, I just downloaded Fire Something and wound up with Mozilla Turbo Sloth. Is that awesome or what? It is awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
And Badgerous asks an interesting question. Have you guys seen The Golden Compass since last week? I thought it was very good. Really liked how the architecture looked, and Nicole Kidman makes a good Mrs. Coulter. Nicole Kidman makes a good everything.
I think she would make a pretty lousy Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. My wife suggests that Nicole Kidman makes a good grandmother. She always makes fun of me for thinking that Nicole Kidman is attractive.
I don't think that she looks old.
I mean, they can't all be as pretty as Anthony Kiedis.
That's true. But no, I have not seen The Golden Compass yet, have you?
No. I was supposed to see it on Sunday. The Pretentious Artist and I made plans for us and our wives to go see a matinee on Sunday. And I called him Sunday at about 2 o'clock to say, hey, when do you want to go see The Golden Compass? And he was like, oh, fuck. I totally forgot we were going to do that, and we went and saw it 3 hours ago. And I wept.
Yeah, I think me and the missus are just going to have to go see it solo. We tried to rally the troops, and the troops were reticent to rallying. I think the only other person who was interested in it already promised to go see it with his family.
Huh. That fruitcake is pretty good. It's ye old English fruit and nut cake. But the nuts are just pecans, and they're whole, so they can be removed.
Yeah.
Engorged Weapon says, the Nobgoblin Harem Girls should drop boxes.
No, they shouldn't. I've never surprised someone to the extent that they've dropped their box.
Another fan says, still on old radio shows, sorry, but Fuzzle Faggot Ridge is Hot Stuff's house? Man, that explains a lot. Brambleberry Manor. Ugh. Hope you're not annoyed about all these references to old shows. It's going to be time for the second age of Fuzzle Faggot Ridge shows. Scully comes out here, and we'll be together again for 1 week, and then a few days after you go home, I go to Boston.
Yeah, it would have been fun to go to Boston, except that
it involves being in Boston.
With a fiery passion and had the opportunity to go to a different climate for a little bit. Going to Phoenix instead of Boston, so, yeah.
And, you know, here there are plenty of places for you to stay.
Yeah.
That don't cost any money. I would have shared a, you know, room in you with the bed and breakfast, but they only have one bed.
Mm. And one breakfast, which is kind of lame. I think next time you should go to beds and breakfasts.
Yep. If you don't get up early enough, you just can't have any tea and crumpets.
Right. I think that tea and crumpets are what should be served at Brambleberry Manor.
Well, they don't really serve anything now.
A crumpet kind of guy. Now, a question.
He eats nothing but bagel pizzas. And burritos.
How does he keep that girlish figure?
I don't know. Let's see. Huh. Odeem says, are we supposed to be able to cannonball the pirates on the pirate ship by using the flare gun, or did you overlook that? That's pretty funny. Since the code now knows what things are pirates and what things aren't, it'll be pretty easy to fix that. Man, I'm going to eat me the shit out of this fruitcake once I'm off the air and can eat with impunity.
That was actually why we went an extra song into the break. It's because I was
eating
my tasty snack. It was peanut butter and graham crackers.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
I like things that taste good.
Like peanut butter?
And graham crackers. And little sandwiches. Tasty.
God. I mean, I don't mind peanut butter. Like, peanut butter on celery is okay.
Mm.
Peanut butter and graham crackers, it's like having a pizza dough pizza. You know, like, you need something on graham crackers to make them... graham crackers by themselves are actually okay. Like a pie crust pie, you know?
So what, now would you put on a...
Now she's
making
me because she says that the fruitcake tastes like prunes. I like prunes. They make me regular. The random one says, forget you, Jick. All throughout the weekend, I've had this song popping up in my head. Harem, I am a man. That was Scully's.
I'm wondering if somebody's going to try and write the entirety of all of those songs, because God knows I'm not. Especially since the banana cream pie is said to have something like 17 verses.
Right. You know, even the pecans in this fruitcake are not bad. They're kind of squishy and not like pecans. Mmm, prune cake. Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, if you ever feel up to making another Feelies pack, make the Your Father's MacGuffin Diary. I don't know, man. The one that, yeah, Riff got the Grail Diary from that guy who makes the Indiana Jones props, and he paid like $200 for it.
Jeez.
I don't think we want to actually make a little leather-bound entire diary. That would just take way too much work.
Yeah.
Mellow Cork says, why doesn't the Toothy Pirate drop loose teeth? I guess he probably could. Jesus Shoots Lasers says, hey guys, please tell us something about the new moon. The theories so far are crazy and exciting, but are probably way off. Yeah, they're crazy and exciting and way off.
Just you wait. Just you wait. Mellowcork asks why the Toothy Pirate doesn't drop loose teeth. His teeth are in really good shape. They weren't loose at all.
Were you not listening when I just read that question?
Nope, not at all.
What is the matter with you? What are you doing? We both just decided to start.
There's always a brief period of the show where I'm completely zoned. I heard you ask about the new moon stuff, and I heard you ask. I heard you read the diary question, and I just lost that 45 seconds.
Psycho Person says, the poop deck sure is a very cool place to visit, but is there anything really strange hidden in there somewhere? Like a monster?
Sure, who wouldn't like a monster?
You guys haven't found the hidden monster in the poop deck? We should have gotten a nightmare in his capacity that he worked on Dogma to wrangle us a fecal monster.
Mm.
Chukuchu says, why are the sails on the wrong side of the masts on the new pirate boat? What are you talking about?
The wrong side of the mast? Huh. I just descended, and so I can't look at it.
But they're not. They're exactly as pictured on the little version of the boat. It is true, though, that the wind seems to be blowing in two different directions. But that's okay. It looks wrong to me to see a pirate ship flying a Jolly Roger that's flapping forward. You know?
Yeah. Which I guess it would be, though, if the ship was moving forward.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of the same way that when I draw a cartoon face in profile, I draw it always facing to the right. And most people draw it to the left. The other way around. If I were to draw like a caricature profile, always facing the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And then people who are right-handed draw it always facing the other way, pretty much.
I see. I think if I were to draw a profile, it would be facing left. Will Pop-Tart says, as best I can tell, nothing after the Wizard action figure is accessible for the Doppelshifter to change into. Could you add the GGG, the two new Mr. Store yearlies, and Prezi Plus? Yeah, I should do that.
Is there a way that you could make new familiars automatically add to the Doppelshifter?
Well, I mean, I guess I could have it do that and just ignore ones that aren't public.
Mm-hmm.
The Doppelshifter code predated the familiar spindler. So, there wasn't actually, like, a database table that had familiars in it before that. But, yeah, that could be rewritten such that we wouldn't have to mess with it every time. GigaShadow555 says, isn't happiness supposed to have bang, bang, shoot, shoot when attacking? Not working for me.
One of the hit messages is bang, bang, shoot, shoot. It doesn't replace all of the onomatopoeia with bang, bang, shoot, shoot, though. Which is probably what he was expecting to see.
I see. When I was messing with that for the pressy stuff, I came to the realization that we could make it significantly more flexible and do the wheedly, wheedly, wheedly thing for, you know, when you're using the axe.
Mm-hmm.
Giga Shadow 555 says, "You think you'll ever post somewhere the names of the songs you play during breaks? If you're not listening live, you're kind of in the dark about song/band titles."
You know, sometimes I do that when I think of it. But there's no point in doing that this week because none of those songs were that great.
Inferno Hero says, "This is the first time I've been able to listen to the show live. You do, in fact, sound better, Chick." Well, good. Bootsuri suggests being able to change the color of pixels by holding a molybdenum magnet up to them. No.
That is kind of funny.
Isenbul says, "How often do people buy things from the armory and legery? And will anything in there ever be made smithable into something else?" I'm guessing not very often, and probably not. Hakurai Tenshi 7 says, "Can you ask Jake if he's going to pre-order Super Smash Bros. Brawl?"
Hey, Jake,
I don't know.
Pre-order?
I'm so busy playing Mario Party that I won't have time to play Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
You know, Vaginal Bloodfart, who I've been hanging out with recently, correctly, I think, observed that I owned the shit out of you in that argument by saying, if there's no point to playing Mario Party and it's a poorly designed game, then there's no point to 1,000 blank white cards.
That just isn't true.
That
the
is,
thing is...
That is true. Both of them are...
No, it's not. You do not keep
pastimes
score.
Masquerading as
not,
a game.
You do not keep score in blank white cards.
We kept score when we played.
At no point do you ever sit down and figure out how many points you have.
We totally did sit down and figure out
another joke.
How many points we had when we played.
I never did.
We all did. Somebody won that game, but we all knew that that didn't really mean anything, and we were just enjoying playing it.
Whatever.
You're just too competitive, man.
Yeah, I'm too competitive.
I don't know. I'm actually more interested in Smash Brothers Brawl, having looked at some of the more recent updates. Like
really?
They've made it so it can be controlled by a classic controller, a GameCube controller, a regular a remote sideways, a Wii and a nunchuck. Like, you can actually use both of the joysticks and whatnot to play the game if you would like. And it seems
Do you have anything that would maybe prevent a percentage sign from appearing next to a number that is not limited to 0 to 100?
I don't think that matters.
Mm-hmm.
You're wrong about that game. You just don't understand it.
Yeah, I sure don't.
That doesn't mean that it's not understandable.
Oh, look, look, I'm at 100%. 100%
of the damage points you need
right.
to fly off the screen when somebody does a smash attack on you.
Except that is not how it fucking works.
That is
and
exactly
every time,
how it works.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You can be at 200%, get hit with a smash attack, and not go off the goddamn screen.
Then you didn't get hit with a smash attack. You got hit with a regular attack.
Whatever, dude.
I would not expect you, of all people, to be making spreadsheets about a game. The higher that number is, the farther you fly. There's no point in, like, okay, so I flew 5 pixels when I was at 5%. Why don't I fly 100 pixels when I'm at 100%? Jesus.
What I'm saying is...
You think it too hard.
If a number doesn't fucking mean anything...
It does mean
something.
You shouldn't
put a number there.
It is
no,
indicative
it sometimes
of the amount
means
of damage
something, and it
you
sometimes doesn't, and there's no way to tell.
It means you are more likely to be knocked off the screen the higher that number is. It has to get higher than 100%, you're right, to automatically kill you if somebody hits you. But... That's exactly what that number means. If it was just a progress bar that
but it
led up to
okay, so
your fucking.
Okay,
now?
So if you are at 5%, does that mean that a smash attack has a 5% chance of just killing you and ending the game?
No. It means you fly farther when hit than you did at 0.
I would be totally fine if there was a meaningful threshold at which getting hit killed you, but there isn't.
There is. There are just 3 degrees of how hard you get hit.
Can a regular attack ever kill you?
I believe if you get up to 1,000%, somebody coming up and just poking you. Yeah.
See, I thought, for some reason, that you could not get any higher than 250%, because I'd never seen it any higher than that.
Because there is there's a feature that's sudden death if the match ends in a tie, and that puts you at some insane percentage that just a normal weak hit will knock you off.
Guru says apple or cherry. It depends.
Yeah, if we're talking artificial flavors, I don't know. I'd have to go apple every time.
Yeah. I think I prefer apple pie to cherry pie, actually.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
I didn't used to. I used to not like apple pie at all. But, like, hot apple pie with some ice cream on top of it, that's pretty fucking good. Cherry pie is too sweet.
I haven't, I haven't tried it, but apparently it's a common practice to melt a slice of American cheese on top of an apple pie. Like when Jess worked at a diner, people would order the pie that way.
I've had an apple pie with, like, a good piece of cheddar cheese melted on top of it, and that's pretty good.
Hmm.
Like, cheese and apples is good, but, like, fucking American cheese isn't good on anything.
Right.
I mean, except, like, a hamburger. I guess American cheese, a cheeseburger with American cheese is okay.
Yeah.
But I don't even like grilled cheese with like, Kraft slices.
Huh.
You know? I prefer to just get, like, sandwich, like, you know, some just slices of provolone. That's what I use when I make grilled cheese, and it's just... Provolone's it holds together better. It doesn't
well,
become that, like, sort of, you know, sandwich napalm.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of like a melted cheese sandwich, and it's... fucking delicious.
Hmm. Although I do mourn the fact that Jack in the Box changed their taco recipe. That was
Did
about
they?
The only thing that a slice of American cheese made sense in, because those things were so wrong that they were delicious. But
what did they change it to?
They still deep fry the whole thing, but it just has normal like sprinkles of cheddar cheese on top of it, like a Taco Bell taco.
Huh.
Which makes me sick.
You know, I ate a Taco Bell taco this morning, and it just made me feel kind of sick all day.
Mm.
I've gotten so used to Del Taco, and it is just so much better than Taco Bell.
Yeah.
The only reason I ever go to Taco Bell anymore is because they're the only fucking fast food place that sells Mountain Dew anymore. It's getting more and more difficult to drive through someplace and get a Mountain Dew.
That's not the worst thing that could happen to you.
That's one of the worst things that could happen to me.
Oh. I didn't realize you were that big on the Mountain Dew.
I just, you know, there is a certain kind of thirsty that nothing but Mountain Dew satisfies it for me.
Hmm.
You know. I go
I
in and
out,
but I
get that way, but
I mean,
with booze.
You're what?
I get that way, but with booze.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like a chocoholic, but with booze.
Right. I don't know. I never really drink booze when I'm thirsty.
Yeah. Istanbul points out, before the voice test in Brain Age, the game asks, are you in a place where you can speak out loud? Just tell it no, and you can take a different test. Do you have to say no out loud? Because then that's kind of silly.
No, you can just tap no. No, and I mean, that's what you do, but it still sucks that the very first thing that it has you do is the thing that has the most technical problems of anything else in that game.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, it didn't stop it from making it so everybody and their grandma literally bought a DS to play Brain Age.
Right. I've misplaced my DS. Which, I mean, the only game that I have on it and the only time I played it was while driving, so it doesn't really matter. But, yeah.
Fineldar, don't be a dick.
What did Fineldar do?
No, just the bitching about making the level 11 quest take longer.
I thought that I had thoroughly informed everyone, everyone in the world, that no, the quest doesn't take longer. It only seems like it takes longer if you're level 11 or higher when the content rolled out, which is never going to happen again.
Yeah, and I mean,
I am right.
I feel
about
like
that, right.
I feel like the thing is, like, we have finally done something that was good for both casual players and the Spartans, It's just that there's the weird, like, set of people who complain about everything, and they're the only ones complaining about this. You know? We're not getting a lot of, like, really well-thought-out, detailed analyses of why the pirate changes are bad. We're just getting whining, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just imagine, like, what if during the first year, like, you know, when we added the, like, the Sorceress Quest, you know, like, my God, I can't believe you guys made the game take so much longer by adding all this bullshit we gotta do where we gotta back farm for all these combat items totally at random. And farm all this star crap that we didn't have to farm before. I don't know when that...
It's the difference between, like, we see going through a series of quests so that you can get to the end of it. They see the game as getting those bullshit quests out of the way as quickly as possible so they can play the actual game, which is trying to level up optimally.
Yeah.
So, somebody did make a cartoon out of Sideways Stories at Wayside School. I would be excited about that, except it looks like... Looks like it's done in the same animation style as everything else on Nickelodeon.
Maylee Loaf says, Dear Jick and Scully, how are custom avatars coming along, and are you still planning on creating custom titles to replace custom avatars? I was never planning on creating custom titles to replace custom avatars, just adding them as something else that's available, a sort of cheaper heart vector. Custom avatars are coming along pretty well. The backlog is down to, like, the sort of the 20 biggest pains in the ass. It only took, because for the November submissions, we actually stuck to the guidelines, it only took, like, 2 hours to do all of the November avatar submissions. So that, I think, is a sustainable practice. Now it's a matter of... But even, you know, the December ones, it's like, I'm looking through there, and like, you know, people are starting to learn, like, okay, this is the biggest pain in the ass that I can get away with and still be in the guidelines. Yeah, so... But yeah, it's in reasonably good shape. There are, like I said, a handful of ones that we're still behind on, but also getting over the we must do these in order helped a lot.
Yeah.
Gleeb says, still think the sword behind prepositions is funny, Jick. Try going into an actual public chat channel. Inferno, a hero, I don't know what he was talking about here, says, Mr. Skullhead, please change your avatar to the current one with an X over the crotch to signify your lack of balls. Just kidding, don't go all emo on me. You're still mildly awesome, Mr. Skullhead. What's that all about?
I have no idea. I never go emo on anybody, and I've got more balls than the NBA. Tex Murf asks for the Confor item.
Yeah.
If I spindle one, could we just throw it in?
Yep.
Okay.
I still Zly supposedly has that list, but it's like when I'm in the same room as her, I never think to ask her to send it to me, and I don't know where it is. Wow, this is really. Oh, I see. It was that Fred Levi thing that you were that got you looking at the Wayside Stories cartoon. Was it?
I don't know. I'd be interested in seeing that because the books were so good, but I'm too old to enjoy the way that new cartoons are, like Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends and The Adventures of Grim and Mandy and all that shrill, really flatly animated, like Powerpuff Girls with the Annoyotron turned up. I can't stand it.
I think my wife likes the Foster's Home cartoon. Because they make a lot of Big Lebowski references and stuff like that, she says. I've never actually been able to watch it. F- But Eldar says, I heard a rumor that when the pirate content was completely mapped out, you would reset it in a different combination. Please? And new content or old? Now, that there is no plan to do that. There is still a lot of undiscovered stuff. So. Watertail says, wait, how long has 120 minutes of .. been on this early? Did the time change? Has daylight savings time screwed me up? Was I misinformed?
I believe last year we didn't... last year the time changed for everybody else and not for us in Arizona. This year we didn't change the time for everybody else. So it should be at the same time for everybody who did do daylight savings time. And it'll be at this time even when the times change again. So it'll change for you again and for Arizona, but not for everybody else. Just because that's easier for the radio people to schedule.
Yeah. Neve AZN says, I notice your ultra rares are more original ideas and don't have very many references. I don't know. The Dallas Dynasty Falcon Crest had a lot of references.
Yeah, occasionally I think that it's... occasionally I worry about taking something and just kind of adding it to the game wholesale. And I feel like I'm not being very original if something has a lot of references in it.
Yeah.
And I know that some people share that opinion and they prefer just the kind of random Dadaist stuff. Of course, so those people also think that some of the really reference-heavy stuff is Dadaist because they don't get the references. But
right.
I don't know. For the most part, I think that like last year's Crimbo event that took A Christmas Carol and messed around with it was an acceptable level of homage, but I guess I still feel bad about the Green Pixie.
You do?
Yeah, what it is and how it acts is pretty much taken directly out of the Terry Pratchett book.
I see. I mean, I didn't get it, so I mean, it's... And I mean, I don't actually think of that familiar as being what it does in combat. You know, I mean, I think of it as being entirely the zone unlocking mechanism.
Oh yeah.
What?
I think the trick is just to crib from 8 or 9 different things every time I put something in instead of just one. I mean, does the White Citadel quest give you pause at all?
I don't know.
It's because basically we took, or you took Harold and Kumar and made it playable in our game.
Yeah, I mean, Riff did it, but if it sucks, it's Riff's fault.
I missed the Riff voice, by the way. Could you do that for me?
No. I'm not mad at Riff anymore. I can only do it when I'm punishing him. You'll just have to listen to the show. It's on the archive, I think.
All right.
It's at the very beginning of the show too. It's Riff. I love that the thread for that show is 120 minutes of Riff was all no. The player base is super stupid.
Right.
And they're just going to pick the same coordinates over and over and over again, hoping that. Oh, boy. Red Arrow says, so if Jick has stuff left to do for Crimbo, then it probably won't launch tomorrow. How long is the Crimbo content going to be available? Well, it'll be from the time it is released until the end of the year. I can tell you that much.
Yep.
X23 says, gasp, Dumbledore was gay?
You know what was gayer than Dumbledore was the ensuing firestorm about that comment.
Huh. You know, like one of those what's grosser than gross jokes.
Right. Well, you know that whole J.K. Rowling did an interview where she said she'd always thought of Dumbledore as gay. And
yeah.
To me, that sounded like she was fucking with us, but you know, whatever.
You know, in my mind, it seemed like kind of a deliberate effort to create controversy. And as such, I am a little annoyed by it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
But it seemed to me
I don't remember the context. I mean, you know, if somebody was like, why didn't Dumbledore ever, you know, fuck any of them bitches at the school? And she'd be all like, because he was a fag, lol.
Right.
Then that'd be one thing, but...
It seems to me, though, that the people who would be bothered at having their children read something with a gay character in it would be the people who wouldn't be letting their kids read that satanic, mind-rotting bullshit anyway.
I don't know. I don't think you have to be a Jesus freak to hate fags.
Hmm. You should put that on a t-shirt.
I should. Or a bumper sticker. I still like that that Onion infographic from back when that was the red states and the blue states labeled hates fags and hates guns.
Yeah.
Because that just says it all. That's why I'm a registered independent. Because I hate fags and guns.
Hmm. So your worst nightmare is Lance Bass with a machine gun?
or, as my wife suggested, a gun that shoots fags.
No, wait, that fires them from its barrel?
Yeah.
Because otherwise any gun would probably fit that description.
Right. Or some sort of fagabolt.
Oh. No, we love fags.
Say what?
I love fags.
Yeah, because you are a San Franciscan.
Deep inside.
TexMurph says, random mechanic question. Are drop percentages always an integer? The answer to that question, TexMurph, is yes, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything that you might think that it means. Ba-dum-bum.
Inferno Hero said you could make items that drop from the pressing, like the picture of your badger that gives the cyborger effect, then you could give it to other people.
That was my idea initially, was to have it drop some sort of nano syringe.
Right. And we didn't
want... So you could buy it in the mall and shoot yourself up with it, but Dev didn't seem to care for that idea, and I didn't think you liked it either.
I didn't really have a problem with it.
Well...
I just thought that the,
The hat's cute.
The hat for the... See, I was thinking the hat for the player would be kind of groovy, but then people pointed out that that would...
That would actually be something that we would be doing to actively decrease donations.
Right. Nobody is charging their goddamned laser, Kurei Tenshi 7.
Yeah. Also, he asked me, how's the wife and kids? And asked me what it's like to get up in the mornings and piss excellence.
Wow.
That's pretty nice. The wife is fine and I don't have any kids. Sailor Bowser says, in one of the missed messages for the Warfrat 500th Infantry Gentleman, what does WASP stand for?
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. I'm pretty sure I didn't write anything that where that meant something else.
Yep.
Stereotypical. Kurei
Tenshi 7 needs to stop sending copies of the same question over and 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 over.
You know what we should do though is stop.
Stop being on the radio.
Yep. All right, folks. We will see you in the near future.
I am probably actually not going to do a Thursday show this week because I got some shit going on. But I will see you Monday.
All right. See you later, folks.